Eshbach Lefana Psichi, the Meridian Shia. I want to thank Jeff Weinberg and Ralph Hirsch and the Chevron Meridian, of course. And we are learning the Sugi of Hezbollah, Baruch Hashem. We're skipping Parakei. I mentioned that at the end last Thursday. We're skipping Parakei. We're in Parag Vav. Parakei is very, very much of a particularly breathless of a parak. It's beautiful, but it's more about incorporating the Hezbollahs with the limudim of the specific Torahs that you're learning with Tamaran, which Meir Hashem will come back to a different time. But for now, I wanted to stick to the program of the dynamics of this avoda, of this unbelievable avoda, the avoda of Hezbollahs. So we're beginning Parag Vav. Ein locha adam she'ein lo sha. Ein locha adam she'ein lo sha. Every person has that hour of his life. Now, the simple pshat in the Mishnah, of course, is referring to the opportunities that we have in life to grow, to change. There are opportunities that come our way. Moments of greatness, potential greatness, that we have to be very careful not to let slip by. It's one of the saddest things in life, that there are those moments, that those times that are special and they slip by. But the title of this parak, Ein Locha Adam She'en Lo Sha, is referring specifically to the hour of his bodhis to Rabbi Nachman, required. Now, what we're going to learn, and I want to say at the beginning, is that there's a big chilik here between Lechatchila and B'deev. And even though the Mechaber himself, the Tzaddik, the Mechaber of this Sefer, Rav Carmel, Olav Shalom, even though he himself is going to state this very clearly in a few pages, but it's important from the beginning to know that there's a Lechatchila of his Bodhis, there's that minimum amount of time that Rabbi Nachman seemed to insist upon, and Rabbi Nosson, that they were very strong about. But there is that adjustment that each person needs to make in his life and her life, that it should be realistic. Because one thing becomes very, very clear, as we'll see through this parak, mostly in the letters of Rabbi Nosson, but even Rabbi Nachman, that the ikar is consistency. And it's very easy to become discouraged when we're going to see in a moment when we begin this parak, Rabbi Nachman saw his bodhus not just as an hour a day, he really saw it as something that one should be busy with the entire day. Now, what does that mean? What about learning? What about work? What about everything else? Again, it's a lechatchila. The Gemara also said, halavai, Yispal Odom Kol Hayom Kulo. Halavai, a person should be able to daven the entire day. And of course, everybody is asking the same question. Well, what about, you mean daven the whole day? What about learning? What about work? And what about the kids? And so on. So there's a very, very big rotzen that is contained within this hope of Hezbollahs, of the ideal program of Hezbollahs is one that is the entire day. And what we're going to see is that maybe it doesn't mean on the clock. Maybe it means as a way of thinking. I can only do a certain amount of Hezbollahs. Each person in his life and her life has limitations, and especially the way things are nowadays. There are real limitations, there are imagined limitations. And most people can't find an hour, and certainly not more than that, for Hezbollahs. But still, a person can live in his bodhis, even if you can only do it for 10 minutes a day, or for 5 minutes a day. The main thing is consistency. The main thing is consistency. And how to take that 5 minutes and somehow make it a 5 minutes that is spread out, that affects somehow the entire day. My son told me last week, that he heard from the tzaddik that the tzaddik was talking about tikkun chatzos, and one of the chevra asked this tzaddik, like, how am I supposed to do tikkun chatzos? It's a very big inyan in Breslov, and not just in Breslov, it's a big inyan in the Kisvei Ari, and in the Zohar Kaddish, and all people are connected to Pnimius HaTorah, and at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, really, at the beginning, the first siman of Tikkun Chatzais, especially during the 3 weeks, Tikkun Chatzais, either at night or Chatzais of the day, it's the very beginning. And this person, one of the chevra, was talking to this tzaddik about how it's overwhelming. So first of all, even we get into the response of that tzaddik, Tikkun Chatzais, the actual tikkun, this tikkun rochon, tikkun leah, the actual tikkun is really a few psukim and kippah l'chtehillim. It's not all the extra keenness. There's a lot of extra stuff that was added on. There's a lot of extra stuff. And the bare minimum tikkun chatzais would only take a few minutes. It's only a few minutes. But people are scared off because when they open the siddur and you see tikkun chatzais, you go another page, another page, another page, just forget this is for tzaddikim, it's not for me. But it's really much less than that to do just a basic tikkun chatzais. And so too with the basic hizbodis. Nevertheless, getting back to the story, this my son told me that one of the chevra asked this tzaddik about tikkun chatzais, and it's just too much for him. And the tzaddik told him that, you know what, even if you get up at night, because you're already at that age, you know, you get up at night and you have to stop off at the basic kisei to go to the shayrutim, to go to the bathroom at night. And along the way to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you just give a crack and you say, oi, Yerushalayim. He said that you should know that that's called already tikkun chatzais. Just on the way to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you're half asleep, you didn't even wash your hands, and you walk into the bathroom, and you give a krechs, and you say, oh, Yerushalayim. That's already mashu of a tikkun chatzais, the tavshin pei aleph. It's already without the ashes, without sitting on the floor, without the sack, the eifa, without all the kinis and all the tilum and all the tefillas and everything, just to say, oh, Yerushalayim. This is showing the tikkun chatzais and our madragon. So with that frame of mind, I'm preparing you to begin this parak, because Rabbi Nachman asked for a lot. But for us, oi, and a little bit is also something. Because Rabbi Nachman was the one himself who said, abyssal is oichud, right? A little bit is also good. A little bit is also good. So let's begin. Perek Vav. This perek is about the time. We're going to talk about the place of his body. This is just the setting. This is about the setting. Then we're going to get to each perek is going to be about the different ingredients that we learned the last 2 weeks, the 18 akudas. But now we're talking about the setting, time and place. In the world of Olam, the world of space and Shana and time, Omar brought down, look at the Marant and Yonat Sadegvav, Omar Shevet Sainesh Yelon Kol HaYoim His Burdens. Ibn Nachman said that really what he wanted was for a Jew to be all day long, his baruches. Levalos kol hayom al zeh, to spend the entire day al zeh. Again, it doesn't mean non-stop davening. It means being in that mahalach, being in that place, stopping to learn, take care of kids. But even during the time, as we're going to learn, even during the time that you're busy with something, even during work or with the kids, to stop for a moment. In other words, that you're in that parasha. You're in that parasha of his brothers the entire day. It's always a hadra chalon, hadra nalach. I'm going to get back to you in a second, Rabbi Shalom. I'm going to get back to you in a second. My kid is drowning in the bathtub. I'll get back to you, Rabbi Shalom. I'll get back to you. There's about this in a minute. But there is that feeling of wanting to get back. That's also called all day long his brothers. With learning the decision in Yin too. That's the meaning of hadra nalach, the hadra chalon. Which Rabbi Yoshua explained that you see that Taisus says that how come you make a Birchas HaTorah in the morning, right? You make one Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and that Birchas HaTorah lasts the entire day. Nachon? Hashem came, if you leave the Sukkah and you go away, you come back and make another Leishah B'Sukkah. So why is it that by Birchas HaTorah it lasts the entire day? You make a Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and it lasts the whole day. So Rabbi Yoshua explains the pshat and Tosfos is that a person really wants to get back to that learning. He's distracted by work and by the children. He's distracted by Parnas and by the world, but he's really, really living in that Torah. It's just life is a distraction. It's not really where you want to be. it's a distraction. And he gives a moshel, Rav Yeshua gave a moshel of a mother and a child, that the mother sometimes is playing with the child. Oftentimes she's playing with the child. She's reading to the child. She's sitting on the floor and doing stuff with the kid. And there's a very, very strong, intimate, intense connection between the mother and the child. But then the mother has to go take care of things in the house, and she goes to the kitchen, and she leaves the child in the living room playing, and the mother goes and takes care of some stuff in the kitchen, whatever. And she's busy. The mother might even be on the phone, busy with the kitchen. All of a sudden, the mother hears the child giving a scream. Something happened. The kid fell down. Something happened. She heard herself. The baby heard herself. So right away, the mother drops the phone, drops what she's cooking, and just runs to the child. So Rav Yeshua said, because the mother's always listening for the baby, it's just that there, when she's with the child, that listening isn't a very, very intense. It's an acute, he called it, an acute listening, an acute way of paying attention, an acute involvement when the mother is with the child playing and talking. When the mother's elsewhere in the house doing things, so it's not an acute attentiveness, but it's a latent attentiveness, that the mother is always listening for her child. Fathers might not, but the mother is always listening for the child. So the second that the child gives a cry, the mother hears that, even though other people might not hear it, but the mother hears that. So it's the same thing when it comes to one Birchas HaTorah in the morning. You make your bracha for learning in the morning, and even though you might have to close the Gemara, you have to close the Sefer, but there's always that rotzen of Hadra Melach and Hadra Chalan. When you make a siyum on Masechta, you're finishing up Masechta Yuma. So you say, okay, for now I'm leaving you, but I'm not really ever leaving you. You're always on my mind. You're shifting from a state of acute awareness to a latent, quiet type of an awareness, but you're always part of my life. So when Rabbi Nachman says his bodhis is kol hayom, I'm taking the liberty of borrowing a little bit from this model of Rabbi Yashubir's explanation of Taisvas regarding Birchas HaTorah and learning the entire day. One can't be engaged in an acute way with learning all day long. You have to eat, you have to sleep, you have to be involved with other things, with family and so on. But in a latent way, with a longing to return and feeling that connection, that on a moment's notice, you have a second, you quickly pull out the sefer, or you think about that Torah that you're learning. That's also called Limud HaTorah, and that's also called Isabodus. Regarding Limud HaTorah, it's enough that the person doesn't have to make another Birchas HaTorah throughout the day. So because when he comes back to learning, it's like the mother returning to the child. I never really left you. I never left you completely. Same thing when you leave, when you walk away from the Gemara, you walk away from the Sefer. I never really left the Sefer completely. I'm just waiting for the opportunity to return to you. Therefore, even while I'm away, it's not called Be'emes HaHesech HaDas. It's not really called a Hefsek or HaHesech HaDas. So maybe to just borrow from that explanation with learning to this, what Rabbi Nachman is saying about his bodhidus kol hayom. He says, love kol adam yochel l'kayim, says, not every person can spend the whole day in his bodhidus. Akin behechach l'tzavus lam shielahem akol ponim, akol pachis, eze shor his bodhidus. So Rabbi Nachman said, if you can't do it all day long, at least an hour. At least an hour. Ki gamzet toiv ma'ay. But this is also good. An hour is also very good. But a Jew whose heart is very, very connected to Hashem, and you really, really want to be a Kabbal Ol Avadis Hashem Be'emes, Be'emes in a deep and real way, that person has a rotzen that there should be his bodhis all day long. Again, it doesn't mean that he could do his bodhis all day, but there's a strong rotzen for his bodhis all day long. V'hiskes marim chazal, v'levai sheyispalo adam kol hayom kum. That's Mekudah Maran. In Chaim Maran, for Omar, where we have some biographical some biographical information about Rabbi Nachman. So there, Rabbi Nachman tells us that Rabbi Nachman himself said, it's not possible to demand that of people. But it does sound, and we'll see in a moment, it does sound from Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Nachman that although you cannot, Rabbi Nachman did not demand an entire day of his bardus, he did expect at least an hour from us. He did expect at least an hour. And regarding that time, he said, Ki e'ef shalahach b'daleim yoyseh. But for Jews nowadays, Rabbi Nachman said, we can't make it too difficult for them. Lahachbid aleim yoyse, it would be too hard. But the emes hayutzichem shi'ilaham kol hayom his bardus. But the emes is really the chadchila. It should be kol hayom his bardus. Kol hayom his bardus. Just like their mother wishes she could spend the entire day. She would love to spend the entire day with the children. She can't. Or maybe she wouldn't, but, you know, ideally. She would love to spend the entire day. But that life gets in the way of these things. But Rabbi Nachum says, "Bemis haytzichem shi'ilam kolim zbardus." Hayzbardus somayle al yoyne gedad. This is in Tinyana Chafei, which is the main place of Mekudah Maran for this inyan of his bardus. Hayzbardus somayle al yoyne gedad min akol. The haim legvayla al kol panim shah ayos, an hour or more. This is one of the proofs that when Rabbi Nachum said an hour, he meant mamish an hour, because he says an hour or more. So the implication is he's talking about a specific time called 60 minutes, an hour. Omor, lizbarda levado be'ezached or besade, in a room by yourself, or in a field by yourself. Beit Sari Ches in this edition, and Sichas Aran, sipa li ha'isha now, she'abeinu tziva lo she'ilai hezbardu shtei shals b'yom. Rabbi Nosson says that there was a Jew who told me that Rabbi Nachman said to him to have 2 hours of his bardus a day. One hour should be just sitting quietly, as we learned earlier, to make that hachana of just wanting and preparing and getting to a certain frame of mind, having a certain quiet. So an hour for that. And then the second hour is an hour of actually of speaking to Hashem, of his burdens. Sicha zu hi kachol ha-nira ha-makar ha-neman l'divrei Rav Nosson b'lakut ha-halachas. This sicha and sicha saran seems to be the source of what we find l'kut ha-halachas Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson writes in Hilchas Gzeila, halacha hei. Ki kachu ha-derach ha-emes shakol ha-roitz ha-lageshes ha-lakaydish l'eskayar v'atzmo ha-shem ezbach. This is the path, the true path of anyone who's seeking this way of holiness, of becoming close to Hashem. She'ikel laharbeis betfila v'sicha ben levin kainai, kemuvur kvar kama pama, balgam zebatzmo kaved moed, can be very hard. Alkein svichin betchila lishay sha achas lamu ki'ila. At the beginning, it's very hard. Therefore, Rabbi Nosson says, in the beginning, one should wait quietly, sha achas ki'ila, without speaking at all. Just a time of quiet. Again, so for most of us, we're not going to be able to take that hour of just sitting quietly and coming back to one's self. So at least some time, and it should be some time of quiet before. And during that time, just to try to strengthen oneself with the hishtoikos, with the longing, to turn to Hashem for help, she'ashpilei diburim cham. And Hashem should open up his mouth that he should be able to speak the burim chamim, warm and sincere words. Yashiv is daita heite, that he should be able to concentrate and to remember during this time to think about what? Heichan hu ba'olam. Where am I in the world? Ulaheichan nita, and to where have I wandered off from where I intended of being in the world? Heichan ani ba'olam, that we should be asking ourselves that question a number of times each day. Heichan ani ba'olam. Where am I in the world? That Hashem wanted something from me. Hashem created me for a certain purpose. Where am I? Heichan ani. Ma'alam, where am I? And Lahechan Ta'isi. And where have I gotten fablunjit? You know, where have I gotten lost? How far have I drifted? How far have I drifted away from that purpose for which Hashem brought me into the world? How far have I drifted off? The Ramchal says that when a person asks himself this every day, that this is the key to becoming an Eved Hashem. And the Ramchal says in Der Chetz Chaim that this is the secret of the Ovis and the Nevi'im, of all great tzaddikim throughout the generations, that every day during the day, any number of times during the day, they would ask themselves this question in whatever language and whatever, using whatever terms. But the idea is the same idea. Heichan ani ba'olam. Where am I in the world? Where am I in the world? And where have I drifted? How far have I drifted? Where am I supposed to be in the world? And what's become of me? And all the tzaddikim, all the nevi'im, and the avos and the imahos, the Ramchal says, they lived with this question on their lips. That's how they lived. Heichan ani ba'olam. Where am I in the world? Where am I in the world? So that's the beginning of his bodhidus, that quiet time, again, an hour or whatever it is, a few minutes, of Heichan ani ba'olam, and to have eshtaykikus, and to ask Hashem to help you with the words. So Medivrei Rabbeinu, so Rav Carmel now continues and explains. The Medivrei Rabbeinu Melashonim Mahua Sheshoa Hu Shoa Maleh. From Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson's words, it becomes pretty clear that they were talking about 60 minutes. They were talking about an hour mamish. Kishishim dakais, loy perig zman shein lekitzva. Not just an amount of time, sha'achas, because very often in the Sfarim, when to make your cheshbon nefesh, sha'achas. But yeshal liskar lamu lefna hafilo sha'achas. When we say in the bracha of Ashiyotza, I wouldn't be able to survive. Hafilu sha'achas, we all know that it doesn't mean an hour. I wouldn't be able to survive, even for a few minutes, whatever. It means any amount of time. Very often in Chazal, sha'achas means an unspecified amount of time. But Rav Carmel is pointing out that it becomes pretty clear for Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson that when they spoke of his bodhis for an hour, the minimal time of an hour, they were talking about 60 minutes. V'lei perig zman she'en lekitz, not just open-ended, whatever the time is. Shrei kosev al kol parim shah or yoise, as I said before, because the words were used at least an hour or more. They didn't say pachas or yoise, you know, more or less, an hour or more. But the simple shot being at least an hour. V'im shah ein azman kosev l'shah l'chtev shah yoise, if it wouldn't be a specific time, then it wouldn't be shah to write an hour or more. And also, we saw in Sichas Aran when Rabbi Nachman told this Yid that you should take 1 hour for one quiet hour and then 1 hour for speaking. The pasuk says he didn't say it takes some time and some time. It means an hour. Shamati, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, and Rav Carmel says that this is what he heard from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender, who, as you know, was the Zaken of the best of the Chassidim in this past generation. And he had all the real Kabbalists, and he had the real Messiah of the old world of Breslov from Uman and Breslov. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak said, "Shnishal al kach." When he was asked about this, this is a very big question. Everybody's asking this question. Seriously, does his brothers mean mamish an hour? Is it mamish an hour? Most of us can't find that time. And even if you can't think of what to say for more than 10-15 minutes. But what are you going to talk about for an hour? So when Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was asked about this, he says, Ashah, meint Ashah. He says, an hour means an hour. Yeah, it means an hour. So Shisham Dakres, meaning it means 60 minutes. Now Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, Zal Shehir Baladab, Betamidin Gesidra, the Mayalus Vehechra Ches Bartis. Now Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, in our generation, he was pushing all the time for consistency, Tamidin Gesidra, that everybody should live with his bodhis every day of his life. Nimna Melahaski Besichosov, Shah his Bardis. If you look at the Sikhas, which we have a few volumes, there are four volumes that I know of Sikhas that we have from Rabbi Yitzchak Bender. So in the Sikhas that we have, either in print or on tape, he very rarely talks about Shah, the hour. He's careful not to say an hour. And I think we all know why. Because he didn't want to scare off the island. He didn't want to scare away the people. But at the same time, he didn't say anything about how it's okay to just do it for 30 seconds or 5 minutes. He didn't talk about the time so much. It didn't make it a big subject. So somebody cornered Rabbi Levi Yitzchak and said, you know, seriously, Rabbi, you're not being clear about it. You're not being clear how much time is required for his brothers. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak himself explained, I don't want to emphasize the hour. Because there are many, many people who are not holding by this. They're just not in this, they're not holding at all an hour a day. So if they would hear these diburim, if they would hear drushes and talks about his bodhis, including this time, this minimum time of an hour, these people, most people nowadays, who weren't raised with his bodhis, who weren't raised in Vestav, they're going to have a chalisha zadas. And they say, forget it, like everything else that they see that seems to be too big. They say, it's all or nothing at all. And if you tell me there are Rabbi Nachman Mamish minimum time an hour, I can't do that. It's very, very far from me an hour. I don't even know if I could do 2 minutes or 3 minutes. So they're just going to run away. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak didn't want to talk about this. Because these people are going to think that if you do less than an hour, it's worthless. And Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, Rabbi Nachman is not saying it's worthless. Rabbi Nachman was saying in each of these places that we saw, he was talking about a person who truly wants to be on a madrega of kedusha of holiness in his avodas Hashem. Okay, but most of us we like to think that we want to be holy. We like to think that we're on a madrega of kedusha. We're holding by entering into kedusha. But the truth of the matter is that for most of us, we're trying desperately just to be nice Eilech Yidden, and if somehow being on that path of being good Jews that say a couple of nice words to Hashem every day, and try to do keep Shulchan Aruch. So we're not in a place of Kedusha. Halavai we should be there, but for regular people, Rabbi Nachman certainly would apply his klal that he said by all of Avodas Hashem, which is abysmal zaychit. That a little bit is also good. A little bit is also good, that's for sure. And Rabbi Leibniz says, therefore, I didn't want to keep on coming back to this business of the hour, because it's going to be taken very literally. And not again, it was meant literally, but for people who are big Bali Avaida. But regular people nowadays, there are very few Bali Avaida like this. So nowadays, it's going to be, you know, not, people are just going to say, forget it. It's talking about tzaddikim. It's not for me. And we even sheyechdul lekaimus ha'etzah zu b'chlal. So they're not going to want to keep this etzah as part of this at all. Me'idach. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Hakadosh Reidiba v'amish tzarach al kol panim shah. Look, Rabbi Nachman did say an hour. V'madabra al zman kotzer. So Rabbi Levitzik said that, look, what am I supposed to do? Lemaisa, Rabbi Nachman did say an hour. He meant an hour. So if I'm going to say openly, if I'm going to talk about the 5 minute program, the 10 minute program, they're going to be people who are going to misunderstand and going to think that Rabbi Nachman wasn't really shooting for an hour. They're going to think that the chadchila, the tachlis, is even a little bit of time. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak said, that's also wrong. So he didn't want to be misleading this way or that way. That's why he avoided the subject of the hour. Yisoyla dvarim on lemeidim imechtovav shal Reb Nosson v'sefer olam l'trufa. The yisoyd of this we can learn from the letters of Rebbe Nosson that are called olam l'trufa. Olam l'trufa, if you haven't learned it, if you haven't seen it, is one of the most remarkable svarim that we have, that Klal Yisrael has, Rebbe Nosson's letters. So there in olam l'trufa, apnei meyas anechtovim, there are hundreds of letters. Muskeris atzaseis bundus pamim rabbis ma'ay. There, in his hundreds of letters, Rabbi Nosson writes very often many of the letters to his son Yitzchak and to a few others. He writes over and over about his bundus. But it's interesting. Guess what? Ulam rabbi chelik mehem only in a few times. Kumaskis etzarach liyachid shal lefaris sichos. In all the hundreds of letters, he only mentions a few times the inyan of Shah Achas, of the hour. And listen, he was writing to his son. Most of the letters are to Yitzchak, to Rabbi Yitzchak. And even the ones that were not to his son, he was writing to the ones of the intimate circle of Rabbi Nachman's circle of Talmidim, of Chassidim. And Rabbi Nosson was still careful with the Shah Achas, not to talk about the hour. Akidekach. The sensitivity and the fear that it would be something that would discourage people. And the whole Indian of Rabbi Nachman, of course, was his chazkas, was the mechazik Jews. That was his whole thing in the world, was to give chizik. And Rabbi Nosson, therefore, was also very, very careful about mentioning the shahas, even in his personal letters, which he knew that these letters, and he expected, and he intended that these letters should be eventually handed out to the Chassidim. That it should become, he never thought it's going to be translated to English, Russian, whatever. And that, no, he didn't. But he certainly was hoping that it would become part of the literature of Best of Chassidim. And he was careful. So even though we could say that regarding his own son and the close Chassidim, certainly Reb Nosson would have had no issue at all mentioning the Sha'achas. So why doesn't he in the letters? So then you could say, because he knew that these letters were going to be circulated. And he knew that there were going to be people like us that are going to read these letters. And he didn't want us to get stuck on the Shah Achas business. He didn't want us to get knocked away for the Shah Achas. Mashakein oi revenishne v'dvar v'akadoshim k'chut ha'shani ha'tzarech ha'schus v'achiv v'kaimis v'badis yom yom chok v'liyav. Now what Rabbi Nosson does say over and over in all of his letters is every single day of your life is about this. That he doesn't mince words with that. He says that over and over. Mibli lahachzor af yom, without missing a day. He tells us to his son over and over. That he writes over and over. Every day he tells his son, chok v'lo yav, every day. Not to miss a day of his brothers. The kol zeis. So why was Rabbi Nosson so careful? The vast majority of these letters of Rabbi Nosson were written with the intention of giving chizik, ischaskus, not to enter into theological discussions, but to give chizik. And Rabbi Nosson did expect these to be printed. And he was hoping that these letters would be able to be used to give chizik to the chassidim who were going in the ways of Rabbi Nachman. Where he writes beferish in the 46th letter that he hopes that this letter that he's writing, these letters that he's written are going to be valuable and are going to be used in the coming years, as Hashem is Baruch. He didn't mean just by his son, by the few people who received the letters, he meant by the Chassidim. And now it's going way beyond the Chassidim, just the all kinds of Jews that are trying to connect to Hashem. And I found that the way of Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson is so powerful, so strong. Show his bodies he has shlemus hashav l'kol nefesh. So this hour, or we'll call it now this time of his bodhis, is a shleimus ha'shavu ha'nefesh, has the ability to bring every single Jew, no matter who this person is, if you set aside time every day, it could bring a person to a tremendous shleimus, to greatness. Hi aderach shehisfer lanu rabbeinu uchilishanish Rav Nosson ba'al matruf ha'mechtavav, the language of Rav Nosson in the sixth letter, gam tezareis atzim chama'oid, livcha lecha shav v'chal yom. He very carefully says, he writes to his son, to choose an hour of the day, the Pharisee chascha lifnei koincha, to speak openly and honestly with Hashem. Kashi yadata kama v'kamer, hirbeinu l'davar mizeh b'shem Rabbeinu Zal. As you know, how much I've spoken about this in the name of Rabbi Nachman. And this is a general etza for each and every person to be able to ultimately reach Kedushas Yisrael, to bring out from within oneself Bemis Kedushas Yisrael. Those are the words of Rabbi Nosson in his letter. Through this etza of his brothers, a person can become purified, refined, clean from the tivus of this world. Niske lachze b'tshuva, and through this eitzah of his bardas, a person can do tshuva. Will the sky of Hashem is baruch l'sachid imay, to get close to Hashem, to be one with Hashem. Page Kuf. Al zeh gam hiftiach Rabbeinu Shemishi kaimis hanhoga azu, and Rabbi Nachman made a promise. Whoever keeps this hanhoga of his bardas every day, yiske lagila tachlis, he will come to reach the tachlis avura nishlach la'olam. He will reach the tachlis for which he was sent into the world. Rabbi Nachman said a promise like that, that if you stick to his bodhis every day, you will reach the tachlis for which you were created. Uchedvar v'naidoyim shalachos Reb Yitzchak Breiter Hashem kamdoma, one of the great bestovers of the time in Europe, in Poland before the Holocaust, who was killed in the Muhammad. It's a fiery, fiery chassid. It's a Yitzchak Breiter. There are things in him. Mamish was an eish lahav. The mechtav shekasa b'shem Rabbein. In one of his letters, Yitzchak Breiter wrote the following. Zois pa'alti eitzel, in the name of Rabbi Nachman. Zois pa'alti eitzel Hashem Yisbarach. Rabbi Nachman, you know, when he left the world, he was a young man. And he felt that there were many more things he wanted to accomplish. And he didn't have the time in his life to accomplish. He wasn't even 40 years old. He died before he was 40. He didn't have the time in his life to accomplish. But he said, Zois pa'alti etz Hashem Yisbarach. But during my life, I was able to be poil. By Hashem, ki ha'odem asher yikayim zois bepshitos gomer b'chal yom, that any Jew who keeps this is b'rdus, bepshitos gomer, not fancy, just as simple as b'rdus, bepshitos gomer, every day, to spend an hour with Hashem in such a way every day, Rabbi Nachman said that he was able to be poiled, he worked out a deal with Hashem, that any Jew who keeps this as bodhis every day, will be zeich l'kol tov. Lo yelov shum din l'mal. You hear this? Rabbi Nachman said such a thing. A person really, you hear this to shake when you hear these words, because he didn't say things like this. If he said it, he it means he's keeping it. He said he knows for a fact. Rabbi Nachman said he knows for a fact that he was poiled by Hashem this deal, this agreement, that any Jew who is consistent in his bodhis every day, there will be zeich lechol tov, and lo yelov shum din lamala. That there will be no din against this person lamala. He was able to pater this person from all din. He made such a promise that he worked out with Hashem Yisbarach such a deal. Lo yelov shum din lamala. V'yesh b'nais in tam lahavi yizdivi ashla kodesh. We already saw at the beginning of the Sefer, he brought from the Shlach Kodesh. But the Shlachad says that a person who zeichet that this maila of his bardus and his mahar b'chol yom b'tshuva, which of course includes the b'tshuva, and every single day he does this, his bardus and mahar b'chol yom b'tshuva. Umischaret al ha'avar b'chirot ha'gemur v'ezer b'ziva, and he has complete regret for the mistakes he's made, and he wants to be able to start again, not to do these things. The Vaday, I hear the Shlach is already eating a couple of extra things. The Vaday miskapen what it called anaisav. Certainly, all of his averus are forgiven. The zeichel kedusha yisera, and he'll reach a madrega of kedusha yisera, very great kedusha. Yochalov l'day ruach hakodesh, and he can reach a madrega of ruach hakodesh. V'simancha bad kodesh yilbash, bad kodesh. You remember we learned at the beginning of the sefer doesn't only mean the material, the measurement of the clothing of the Kohen, but Bad is, the Shlach says, is a hint to being levad, being alone with Hashem, his burdens. Bad Kodesh Yilbash, that when a person every day puts aside time for his burdens, through that Bad, through that being levad with Hashem, Kodesh Yilbash, he'll become enclosed in Kiddush and holiness. The son of Lama, his burdens. That Bad is a hint for his burdens. Rem is not Amudashi Rishumitz. And this is why Rav Carmel named the chapter by this Remez. Ein lecha adam she'en lecha. Chazal say, Ein lecha adam she'en lecha, that every person has his hour. Leitimtza misha roi latoya adam. They said, Ein lecha adam. Who's a human being? The only real human being who's worthy of this title of being an Adam is a Lo'isa Adam Shi'esh Lo'isha. There's only a person who sets aside an hour for his burdens. If you don't, you're not even an Adam, let alone a Jew. Shi'esh Hu'sha B'yayim Noichach B'nei Hashem. If you don't set aside any time, again, we'll leave the 60 minutes aside. If a person doesn't spend any time alone with Hashem, that doesn't mean during regular davening and so on, any time alone, levad. Neuchach b'nei Hashem. So what the tzaddikim are saying is that not only are you not a bal madrega, but I feel a person, not even a person. Ein lecha adam she'ein leisha. If you're an adam, it's because you have some time during the day to be alone with Hashem. If you don't have any time for that during the day, ein lecha adam, you're not. Forget about an Oyvan Hashem or a Kaddish. You're not an Odom. An Odom. Just to be a person. In the Odom. You know, all of us have had days where at the end of the day, you and I feel, forget about not just a Yidu. What kind of a person? I'm not even a person. Forget about, I'm not the Baal Shem Tov. I'm not the Levi Yitzchak Baditch. I'm not my father, I'm not my grandfather, I'm not even a person, just to be a person, to be an Adam. So Rabbi Nachum wanted, and he knew that he was poil this, that with this Eitzah of his burdens, that he was poil, that you'll leave the world, l'kol ha'pachas, to be a mensch, and much more than that, than a mensch, much, much more than a mensch. And aside from the promise of loyil of shum din lamayil, achim kol omer, the bottom of the page, with all that we've learned, sarach ladas, a person has to know, shagam odam shena zoicha adayim lazel lizbaydo lemeshach shah, that even a person who's not yet on this madrega, that he has mamish an hour, yikomokam yirish lo yavar lo yoyim shabay liyishpachas libay, v'yifaris sichosel lefanav yizbarach. He should at least, whatever it is, whatever time he has, he shouldn't go a day without some warm and personal words with Hashem. Because a person needs to remember this always. His burdus is the rope. Hakesher boy anuk shurim Hashem is the rope that ties a person up every day of his life, that keeps him tied up to Hashem. That doesn't necessarily work when it comes to regular davening. Of course, we have to do all of our regular davening. It doesn't necessarily work when it comes to regular davening. The kesher by nekshurim l'Hashem is bach. Al titein la'atzmecha she'yavr lecha yoyim shabal v'let this kesher. Don't let a day pass of life without this kesher. Don't let a day of life pass without this kesher. Tischarbe l'Hashem is bach. You know, you can walk away from davening, and you know that you're ready. It's gedavened, you're shen gedavened, so you davened already. So you could feel, okay, so then I made this kesher. And certainly, whatever words of davening a person says, even without kavana, it certainly is important and it's meaningful, and there's no question that it's every word is Hashem treasures every word, and our madrega, every word that we speak. But to say that you feel a kesher, that's something that you have to work on, that we have to work for. That's not just by going to shul and leaving shul. I davened someplace this morning. I'm in the mountains, so we don't have a minyan this morning in the place here. Last summer there was a minyan every day because a lot of bochum were around because of COVID. But Baruch Hashem, everybody's in camp, everybody's up and around, and so we don't have a minyan. So Jews from different places, we get together for a minyan, so we make a minyan. So. You know, I'm not used to it. In Eish Kodesh, I'm used to, you know, everybody coming in on time and putting in a whole davening and leaving at the end of davening. I'm a little bit spoiled because of the chevra in Eish Kodesh, and it also makes me have to try to behave also to be good because I have such chevra that is so careful davening. But I forget sometimes, like, it's not like that everywhere. You know, so I'm back in this world now where, you know, a person comes in after Baruch Hu, comes in by Berachas Kriyas Shema. That somehow by Tachlin he's already looking at a sefer, and then he takes off his tefillin, you know, by the yoyim, which means sach hakol, maybe 7 minutes of words. And you can walk out from davening, and the fact that I notice this means there's something wrong with my davening also, right? So plenty wrong. So that doesn't mean you have a kesher just because you went to shul. It means you did the right thing, and it means that Hashem is proud of you. And it's meaningful, and it goes on your scorecard. But kesher, and would you say that you have a kesher if you and your wife had the schus to bring a kid into the world, and then every day you went into the kid for 7 minutes and you said, Asher Yeshua Yisecha, Yishtabach to the kid, or you're fantastic, you're great, may your name be praised forever and ever. And then you walk out, that makes a kesher. You think you have a kesher with the child because you sat in the same room, because you went to shul. You sat in the same room with the kid and you said a couple of words while you were thinking of something else most of the time. You said a couple of words. You think that kid has you have a kesher with that kid? You're not deluding yourself that you have a kesher with that kid. Or if you have a marriage like that, that's not called a kesher. Kesher means bama's a kesher, right? It means a kesher. Kesher nafshi. It means a real kesher of the soul. That's what it means. A kesher nafshi is not by being in the room and saying a couple of words. That's not enough. It's a good thing. You have to do that. But that's not what it means. Dov is a shamati Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shach Tishlita. Let's just finish this paragraph. Ayd hoisev benoyim sichosay davar choshev ad moed lo v'shari atzis v'erdus lo v'kaim chilila shas v'erdus in nervin. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shach Tishlita. That whatever time you have for Hezbardus, the main thing is, again, consistency, if you can, every day, and don't be nervous. Don't think about this Shah Achas, that, oh, this is not an hour. Don't start thinking about stuff that gets you nervous. Klemer im hakpada, chshoshos lachatz, pressure. You should be completely, like they say nowadays, when you come to Hezbardus, completely, I'm sorry to use this word, chilled. I hate the word. But to be completely chilled, soft, quiet, to say the no lachatz. I don't have to impress anybody. No one is going to know about this. I don't have to clock in. I'm not clocking out. I don't care what it says about shachas. That's not me. I got 10 minutes. I'm going to try to do something during these 10 minutes. That's all. and to be completely relaxed. Im kvar nigmar hashah, instead of thinking, have I finished the hour? Am I done? Looking at the watch, looking at the clock. All the breast of Mashpim talk about this hour. This whole inyan of shah has made people so nervous that chassidim are constantly thinking about, well, what am I going to do the rest of this time? You know, what am I going to do the rest of this time? I'm done. It's 30 seconds. I got another, 59 and a half minutes. What am I going to do the rest of this shah? So that's not good. Then you just stop. It's just stop a game and you're nervous. And then it becomes another thing, like that's a routine of your life, which is something that people who are in his brothers every day have to struggle with. It just becomes another thing on your checklist. I did it. I'm Yaitse. So I have Shachas Ben Chamar. Now I have something else on my checklist. And that's it, Potter. The whole thing is you shouldn't feel that you want to be Potter from this. You shouldn't feel pressured. You shouldn't feel there's a time. Did I do what Rabbi Nachman wanted me to do? That's not your thought. That's not what you should think. Maybe I'm missing. And because of this, I'm not going to get off from the din that he was talking about. I'm not on his program. He's not going to count me as one of the guys that's on the program. I'm not going to get this kind of a special treatment when I leave the world and so on. You're just supposed to talk to Hashem without any of these tzimtzumim that caused there to be a loss of Yishuv Hadas, pressure and all kinds of confusion and distractions. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter would say very often. And the words of the tzaddik are very, very sweet and beautiful to us. Okay, Dan Hagelamais, we'll continue Bez Hashem with next week. So if I don't see you, I want to wish each and every one of you a lachti and Shabbos and good Shabbos.